Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Swanson scores. Simmons moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards the mound. Ruffing catches it and throws to second to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Chapman moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to third to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Ruffing moves to third. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it. And throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Crosetti moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Crosetti scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4. Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ruffing scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing left field. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.